This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
I'm Kate Rooney, and this is your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Apple's electronic parts maker, TDK, says that it has successfully developed a material for its solid-state batteries, which the Japanese company estimates could deliver significantly better performance for wearable devices. TDK said the material for its batteries had an estimated energy density of 1,000 watts per liter, which is about 100 times greater than that of its conventional battery. The supplier said the innovation can be used in a range of devices that come into direct contact with the human body. Wells Fargo and Bilt, meanwhile, are denying a Wall Street Journal report that their co-branded credit card is in jeopardy. Wells teamed up with a fintech startup in 2022 on a project that let cardholders pay their rent while earning rewards points. But the Journal reports the bank is losing as much as $10 million a month on that partnership. The report details how Wells Fargo executives incorrectly made projections on revenue sources and that the bank has halted pursuits on new co-branded card initiatives. And McDonald's is firing its artificial intelligence drive-through chatbot, at least for now. The fast food giant told franchisees it is ending its AI partnership with IBM no later than July 26th. According to a memo obtained by CNBC, the tech will be removed from more than 100 restaurants that are using it, but McDonald's didn't dismiss the prospect of more drive-through AI, telling CNBC it sees an opportunity to explore voice ordering solutions more broadly. That's it from the West Coast. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
This Tech Check briefing is sponsored by Comcast Business. With the advanced connectivity and intelligence of global secure networking, we're helping businesses of all sizes transform, grow, and thrive. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.